Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Once I get a few mature years under my belt, I'm going to do something wise, like tattoo my face.
Right.
106.5 The End.
So last week here on the Wake Up Call, we talked about how Gavin's son, Connor, wrote Kevin a letter. Mm-hmm. Because Kevin, out of the kindness of his heart, gave Connor an old gaming system that Kevin didn't use anymore. What was it?
Nintendo 3DS.
And so instead of maybe holding on to it or even selling it at some point, the nicest thing you've ever done, Kevin, is give it to Gavin's son.
Does he like it?
Loves it. But
yes!
You did give it to him, not as an insult to you, but you did give it to him without an instruction manual or any instructions or how to play the game. So he really doesn't know how to play the game. He's trying to figure it out.
It seems like his dad could Google the instructions.
Right. I don't even know what Pokemon is. So I don't know. It's one game. It's just Pokemon.
Okay.
So anyway, though. So that was the only thing, though. But then he wrote you a letter.
Ooh.
Now you wrote him a letter back, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. So now you're pen pals.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
Now what did the letter say that you wrote him?
Instructions on what to do in the game.
And you actually gave him the instructions.
Yes.
Okay.
And I wrote a little joke on the back.
Because Connor wrote a little joke the first letter that he sent.
Okay.
He was also asking Kevin if he was sick with the coronavirus.
No. He called it a cold.
A cold, that's right.
Yeah. All right, but so now he wrote you a letter back?
Yes, okay. And I get to open it and read it. Dear Kevin, I'm glad you didn't get the cold. Let's both stay safe. Thank you for telling me what to do in the Pokemon game. What have you been doing all this time in the coronavirus time? He spelled coronavirus with the Y.
Where okay.
Are you?
All right. Well,
I have to do some homeschooling. Oh, I have to do homeschool and it stinks. You are lucky you don't have to do homeschool. I do have to do homeschool.
Well,
though.
There you
Talk
go.
Talk to you soon.
No joke. No joke.
Oh, wow, he didn't have time to write a joke?
Wow. Kevin, so, you're being awfully picky about a letter
really
that was written by a seven-year-old.
I wrote him a full page and then on the back a really cool joke with a picture.
What was the joke you gave him?
Something about a fish. Oh, I remember. Why do fish like to swim in salt water?
Why?
Because pepper makes them sneeze.
Okay, that's actually pretty good.
Connor liked it. He thought that was funny.
I bet he did.
What are you going to tell him about how are you spending your time during the coronavirus?
Oh, great question.
Well, I'm not going to tell him I spent all my time playing Animal Crossing.
Why?
Why?
Because he's going to ask what that is, and then if I tell him I live with animals, he's just going to get the wrong idea. So I'm just going to say I've been, keeping busy doing chores.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
cooking,
okay.
Oh, I love
being
that.
Active.
Be a role model for him.
Oh,
thank
yes.
you. Yes.
Say I'm taking care of my dogs.
What chores are you doing?
Vacuuming the house, cleaning
okay.
up my
Connor
room.
Connor loves to vacuum the house.
Really?
He's already doing that one. Yeah.
No.
So pick
clean
something
my
else.
Room.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Let's see. What else do I do?
Fold your own clothes.
Oh, I don't do that. I just
We're lying anyway,
oh, okay.
Kevin.
Okay. Fold my own clothes. Make
you
my
wait,
bed.
You wait. Go back.
What?
Who folds your clothes?
Nobody. I hang up all my clothes.
Oh, okay.
You hang t-shirts?
Yeah. T-shirts, button-ups, jeans.
You hang t-shirts on hangers.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Why not? You
okay.
should try it. It's very quick. I get ready in five minutes.
I have way too many t-shirts.
I mean, you've seen his wardrobe. He probably only has like six or seven shirts.
Wow!
I have more, but in the morning setting, it's only 5 to 6 shirts. Catch me at nighttime or in the afternoon. I have different graphic tees.
Okay.
And polos.
Did you hear?
What are the difference between the shirts from morning to night?
Sex. Sex appeal.
Yes.
Pure sex appeal.
Right, what I was wearing last night, banging someone.
Oh my god!
So I bring the bangness in here.
Right, Kevin, we're supposed to be social distancing.
We are. I bang you social distancely.
Gross. Don't mention any of this in a letter to my son.
Of course not.
A lot of V-neck shirts, I'm guessing.
No, V-neck show too much of my skin.
What makes them so sexy?
Guys, Rain's gonna die.
Deep V-necks, I don't like deep V-necks, but little V-necks, it shows my double chin.
Okay, so what's your nightwear?
My nightwear is a crew neck, a fun graphic to get a conversation starter.
Okay.
And then those sweat shorts, because they're very comfortable and it shows stuff.
Shows what stuff?
All the stuff that you're packing. Ugh. In the back and the front.
In the back?
Oh, man.
God.
What are you packing in the back?
Squats.
When was the last time you squatted anything?
Yesterday.
To get in your car?
No, I squat when I play Animal Crossing.
Why?
Why? Yeah.
Because when we dig up trees and rocks and stuff, I like to add in exercise while I do that. So when they use a shovel to dig it up, I dip with them.
Yeah, I gotta see this.
So when I click dip, I dip with my squat and dip up. It helps with the gluteus.
Now
I'm tired.
No, do it one more time, please. I didn't get to see it.
You dip and squat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your knees should be a little further out.
I don't care. At least I'm working the back area. Party in the back and the front.
Oh man.
God, I want to barf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.